of Steam, Steel, and Murder, bringing you the next installment of our actual play recordings. Tonight, we have the first part to session 46. No new feedback or emails to report, but if you'd like to leave us any, please do so, or give us a review on iTunes. Emails can be sent to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. But now, on with our show, session 46, part 1.
Here we go.
Okay, can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
Great.
Grammar started. Let's start. What is it?
How much static am I giving off?
No, you sound pretty good.
Oh, excellent.
Recording, okay. Everyone likes that.
Right.
No.
Let's see, Marcus and Nick. Nick, are you there?
Yes.
Yes. Heard from Sharon, heard from Joshua. John, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm just getting my whole game station set up, so I sound proper.
Ah, yeah, you actually sound pretty good tonight. So Marcus, who is trying to log on from his laptop, last I heard from him.
Apparently while in his bathroom, it seems.
Ah. We will be serenaded with some nice bathroom sound effects then, I guess.
You know, that's now being recorded onto my recording for posterity.
Woohoo! It'll be interesting when we hear a flushing sound in the middle of Dare's interrogation.
No, I've actually had gamers like that. I had the little Bluetooth thing and went to the bathroom in the middle of the game. It's like, dude, at least mute if I can't.
This is what we do to people who don't tell us the truth.
It's the flush for you. So, happy post-Thanksgiving to all the Americans who are actually few in this conversation right now.
One, two, three, four. I think Sharon's American. Maybe Canadian.
Yes, I am. No, I'm American.
Oh, you may be Canadian. What?
She may be an American living in Canada.
No. I'm in New York.
Oh, well, there you go. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're in New York.
I was about to say, is that really part of America anymore?
Oh, yes.
I thought
it was
its own country.
She's in Metapole proper. That's
We lost someone, didn't we?
That's Marcus. I'll try to get him back once more, otherwise.
It's funny, we were just talking to Gilt, and his voice sounded like he, you know, ate like a badger or something.
I think he had a convention this weekend or something.
Yeah, Star Trek, one of the Star Trek miniatures thing. He had to yell at people.
He's had people talking to him in Klingon.
Jameis, didn't you have a Doctor Who thing this past week?
No, well, we had a pub meet, just a group of us meet together at the pub. It was the other day, yeah.
You guys got to do fun things. I had to cook for a horde of people that, you know, are related, so they're not specifically wanted.
Just get out.
I had 14 people over.
Close. Very close.
I would also like to say congratulations to the All Blacks.
Did they win?
Yes, they did.
Did they? Well, there you go.
That's follow cool. up for you rugby watchers out there.
Hey, I have a varsity letter for that, so lay off the rugby.
I
played rugby.
World
rugby.
Cup. Oh, yeah, the World Cup, you know. One. I thought you meant some game they had yesterday.
No, just that little thing.
Yeah, the World Cup, which doesn't involve America, yeah.
Yes.
That's right, their world events don't involve anyone else, so balances.
That's for the win.
No, when I was in college, rugby was more attractive because they had kegs on the sidelines. They didn't do that for the football players.
I know. Players get Gatorade.
No, we had
kegs. Ah, you're cutting in and out there, Sharon. We're getting like every
few
words there.
Oh. Is that better?
Yes.
Helps if your mic is plugged all the way in.
Oh, yeah. So you were saying you have some experience in rugby yourself there, Sharon?
Yeah, I've got a varsity letter. Used to be a flyback.
Hello.
There's Marcus.
Oh, Logos? Very, very, very good book. Very informing, especially the section on radiation and how much cancer it actually causes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fascinating.
Are you trying to get your superpowers there, Marcus?
No, I'm reading Physics for Future Presidents, as recommended by Logos. I don't plan on being a future president, but we were talking about nuclear stuff, and this has a really good section on nuclear stuff, I'd have to agree. Plus, it has all this other interesting stuff.
Yeah, if you ever did run for office, we'll have to keep these recordings for historical purposes.
If I'm running for office, the most likely office I'll run for is DA or judge.
That could be useful. You could also
check out the manga guide to physics.
The what?
The manga guide to physics. I've always thought it might be interesting to have a look at that sometime.
There's like a superhero guide to physics too, where they explore the possibilities of superpowers and how it actually would work under physics.
This is
properties.
Actual physics as presented through manga.
Ah.
There's also one for biochemistry, biology, the universe, calculus, databases.
Okay, so it's actual
relativity?
Science. It's not the manga science, as in this is the science that's used in various things.
The more of your eyes that are covered by hair, the better of a shot you are. Manga physics.
Actually, the younger the pilot of the mech, the more powerful they are.
It's a Star Wars trope.
No, it's the angrier they are, the more powerful they become.
Not necessarily. You have some that are powered by the power of love.
You never cut the red wire.
All right, guys, let's get our few seconds here of radio silence with everyone's microphones full open so I can get my bass noise bed down. Ready? 3, 2, 1, quiet! That's good.
That's that coughing, so yeah.
Everyone saw it saves the coughing from before or after.
Yeah, the noise removal actually does work pretty well on my editing station there, Jameis. I saw. I'm not sure if it was you that was saying that it didn't work well or not. Might have been someone else.
I don't know.
Why do we have the dice rollers saying ER?
I haven't gone there yet. Hopefully it's working.
Yeah.
Yes, we will be using the catch your hair again tonight.
Yeah, that was just me.
Ah.
Oh, what came of that, what was it, Silverlight-based tabletop?
Nick didn't have Silverlight on his system, and the few people I've tried it with, it's pretty trashy.
oh dear.
Yeah.
So, like normal Silverlight then?
Yes, exactly. And absolutely no difference.
okay, I'm trying to... after this game, Jameis will have played more games as his character than I have as Bishop. But I will make up for that with the courtroom scene, and then hopefully Bishop will be back.
Still waiting for the courtroom to happen.
Bert had life happen. Bert and me had life. So we're hopefully doing it after this.
All right, so we are starting, what is this, session 46? Or is this 45? Let's see. This is 46. And we have tonight John, Jameis, Joshua, Marcus, Nick, and Sharon.
We need to change our names to J's.
Too many J's.
Yeah, there really are.
I'm looking at... Because I don't see my name, half the names are J, and all the J's are lined up on the top.
We're superior.
Yes. We need to increase our Triple J productions to, I don't know, Poly J productions or something.
Well, Skype seems to be holding out pretty well. I had one other short game this week and no problems. I had nothing to update. So hopefully Skype is holding out well for you guys too. I'm not on a Windows system right now, so I don't know if there were new updates or not, but it's now running well for me.
I have had a Skype update, And they removed my damned Skype volume button.
No!
Yes, that means I can only control Skype with my main computer volume, so it's always the loudest thing I have on.
Mm-hmm.
I just switched computers and was done with, and now it's working a lot better.
We'll say that everybody sounds pretty good this time around. I'm not hearing a lot of background sounds or anything else. So
I'm not hearing a lot of logos, so...
Yes, I have switched computers also to a different mic that does not force me to hover over it, so I don't have to breathe into it.
It's a non-swallow microphone. Mm-hmm.
It's weird not hearing this during the game.
It brings the illusion of having Darth Vader behind you all the time, just away. It's always
fun. It will be much easier for me to edit.
So what characters do we have playing? Let's see, we have Nicholas, the driver. We have Marlo, the crazy guy. We have Gavin.
The crazy guy covers a lot of characters.
Yes, but I'm using him as the more generic. Yeah, he's the paranoid one. We'll go with paranoid. He's more paranoid than the rest of us. Then we have Gavin, the I'm going to just call him a spy, because I'm pretty sure he's a spy. And then we have the ostracized aristocrat. No, we don't. That's the wrong one. No, we have the magician.
In charge of the checker, yep.
Yep, the magician in charge of the checker.
Yes.
Okay, we also have the reporter, and I'm trying to remember which one John was. Was he the Australian?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. I actually remembered all the characters.
Yes, so Elizabeth Rackham is the reporter. And let's see, the Aussie was Austin. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And John, the musician, is Ethan.
Thane,
yes. All right, so that is our cast for tonight. And in our last episode, full of monkey goodness, you run fleeing from the house as a horde of mad monkeys come boiling up from the basements.
Correction, we don't run. We drive an electric-powered golf cart with a monkey on top, two different dares in the back, one unconscious, one conscious. And I believe also a butler.
Yeah. How big is this golf car? Because there's like it's eight people large. On it at this it's, point.
This is a fairly large.
Right. It's got a. Now, I think I've never cleared the monkey. Is it a monkey? A gorilla?
Oh, your exactly? guy George. He is a gorilla. Yes, he is. Yeah, like okay. 320 pounds of.
Yeah.
So, in other words, we look like a Benny Hill skit.
Yes, you do.
It reminds me less of Benny Hill and more of some type of Scooby-Doo scene.
Actually, there was the other Ghostbusters which had the gorilla as the...
Oh, the real Ghostbusters, was it called?
It might have been the real Ghostbusters.
Oh, but I remember that one. Yeah, the other Ghostbusters had the gorilla.
Yes.
This is just going to be one of the... If this was one of those old cartoons, it'd just be the point where we don't realize the gorilla's on top and we're driving, and then we all just hear a noise and slowly look up, and then the gorilla sticks his head over the front.
Yes, the gorilla is car surfing on your roof.
Well, the hidden musicians play whackety sax. Yes, I get it.
So, what's the destination? What's going on?
I believe... For Extreme PC, panic. Didn't we also have Ms. Rackham with us? She kind of passed out in between.
Yes, Ms. Rackham is with you as well.
And
where are we going, Joshua. Boss?
The person that we're missing is the Aussie, and he's probably back at base.
Yes.
I'm just driving anywhere now, sir. Where do you want us to go?
I suggest Watson and Crick might make a good base as well as to give us someone who can attend to deer and deer.
Okay, do we know of a way to get to Watson and Crick without going through the the crowd since they are at the building we left originally.
Watson and Crick are not at the building. I think they're at some other building, aren't they?
Oh, no. They're part of the guild building. I remember this conversation.
There's more than one building around.
It's a campus.
We'll say Narita.
Yeah. Yep. The guild headquarters is a campus of buildings. So they are not in the building that you just ran from to go to.
But they're in that area.
They're in that same area. Yes, that the the Occupy Metapole movement is about to get gassed in.
Not there.
See, I thought that was somewhere else. Okay.
Metapole, really, Bert?
I do a quick check on my radio with my quantum radio to see if combat's still going on.
Ah, yes. Yeah, you turn on the quantum radio, and as you've had it off here for a bit, you hear running gunfire in the background and men screaming.
All right. We need to pull over, find a back alley.
The other obvious place would be the radio station we've been hearing the monkey signal from, because we need a broadcast point.
Well, let's stop by our base, see if anyone's awake now who previously wasn't there, grab them, then head off to the radio station, because...
Can we also change to a vehicle that's a little bit less open and less suspicious?
Hey, there's a vehicle that's sitting on the side of the road conveniently.
Wait, what's the thing wrong with George? George is nice.
He's thumping on the roof.
Can we, especially one with more room so that we don't stand out like a sore thumb or like a golf cart with a gorilla on top?
Cars this large are not very easy to find in Metapole.
What more, say, a truck?
Yes, a livery truck.
Sure, look, there's a white paneled van right there on the street.
Oh, look, they left their car open. I cough at the lock.
Well, I don't really know if they have car keys at this point.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the door is opened.
Oh, look.
Some cars have keys, but to turn them on, you don't need a key.
Oh, look.
Okay, so we turn it on.
It's running.
Yes.
And look, conveniently, I can fit and drive.
It is a window repair van. It does have the enclosed sides. It's a big, you know, think about your commercial white vans, but it does have glass panes that are, screwed on the little rack mounts on the side of the vehicle.
For some reason, I get this image of two people grabbing those glass panes and walking across the street as we have a car chase.
Well, this should be able to take the panes with us and do it where we end up.
So, I want to be in the back with, can...
George?
You? I need you? I need everybody in the back but the driver. Because we need to start questioning fake Nair.
Have you left your quantum radio on there, Nick?
Yeah.
All right, hearing in the background bits and pieces of yelled conversation, and you're pretty sure you catch the words Red Berets and Royal Marines.
Holy shit. Oh, no.
Who's driving?
I am.
The driver guy.
Nicholas.
How fast can you drive?
Pretty fast. How fast do you need me to drive?
I can point out to you the best streets to Metapole to drive.
Okay. I take those streets.
Yeah, where are you heading?
We're headed to get the PCs back together so the Aussie can participate.
So you are heading back to your tenement apartment where you've been holding up base lately.
Do we want to grab Tesla at the same point?
Yes.
All right. We go there and blow the conch shell.
Yes. you get there just fine. Actually, the streets are pretty clear, even devoid of police officers. Not that there really is speed limits per se, but you are driving fairly recklessly if you're trying to go quickly.
I'm driving fairly recklessly and with my goggles on because I have no idea what time of day it is.
Crash. Sorry.
It's afternoon, crash. Sorry. I think.
Yeah, this is, it's afternoon.
Okay, I lost track of what time it was. It's been so long.
Later afternoon, but it is afternoon. You've got a few hours before it starts getting dark. And yes, you reach your secret headquarters located in the burned out tenement building.
We blow the conch shell, get the PCs and the and relevant Tesla. NPCs, Tesla and the butler. And,
Butler meet another butler. Yes.
And we will load up.
Go where?
We're going to the radio.
Okay.
Also, all right. Let's wake up Fate there.
I'm up first.
Start questioning him on the way there.
Anybody have trained in medical? I know that Gavin there has picked up some courses.
I see him having more as like a frontline medic more than a fully trained doctor. I mean, he can do stuff in that. But
Right.
Doctor.
All right. Just give me a base roll there.
If you watch Stargate Universe, all you need is a frontline medic to do every single medical skill that you need. Yeah. It's billions and billions. It's going on scholarship.
Mm-hmm. Going on scholarship.
And I'm going on positives. Okay, I got billions and billions.
So you've got at least three or four.
I would have to roll lots and lots of negatives to get merely three or four.
All right. So I'm seeing two positives. So. You're going to need something like smelling salts or something to, and you can improvise. That's not a problem with what you've got there. But you do know something. Oh, I'm sorry?
George's armpit.
Gorilla sweat. That'll wake you up. While you're examining him before you wake him up, you do notice a few things though. One, that his pulse is racing. His heartbeat is very quick. He looks very pale and drawn. And the skin around his knuckles and wrists are starting to take on kind of like a shiny, scaly sheen. Like the skin is starting to get like really, it's starting to look a little like scales.
God damn the French.
Oh, damn.
He's becoming a sea stack.
Can we seriously just figure out how to destroy the French?
I blow the conch shell. I summon Doyle. And he knows how to precariously set.
Gods of destruction can't be summoned. If you wish to wake up Dare, if you're wanting to wake up the fake Dare, yes, he comes too with
tied up.
Yeah, okay, tied up. As soon as he comes too, he hisses at you, and you notice that his front canines are a little sharper than normal, and he starts struggling mightily against his bonds. Where is the real Dare?
I would put him in the front seat.
In the front seat, so everyone else is in the back?
Along with the butler. Okay. Tesla. Golly. Okay. Can I get Tesla's butler's name so I don't have to refer to him as the butler anymore?
I can never remember it.
Yeah.
If need be, I'll get George to hold down fake Dare.
Well, no, I want Tesla. I'm sorry. I want Dare, real Dare, not to experience this trauma.
Okay. So he's not back there, is what you're getting at. Yeah. All right. So in this case, the fake Dare is just rocking back and forth, struggling mightily against his bonds.
I start sharpening a stake just in case.
Okay. His eyes look very wild. Jameis, did Gavin buy the ape as a stunt?
No, I wasn't. Well, you said it was companion, and I don't know
how that counted
a stunt as anything. So mm-hmm. I didn't buy him as a stunt per se because I didn't know how that worked.
Okay, but are you going to take him as a companion? Is that what you're intending to do?
If I can, yeah.
You've got the points for it, so we'll work that out afterwards. We'll say that's fine.
Okay.
Otherwise, I was going to make you roll a handling roll, but no, it's fine. Sure, George puts a meaty, hairy paw through the over and restrains your fake Dare, who still struggles but can't do a lot against that very weighty fist that's he's kind of being pushed back into the chair.
Are you all right?
Who are you speaking to?
I'm speaking to Doppelganger.
He looks at you, and you notice he's broken out in perspiration. His eyes are starting to get a little tinged with red, like they're very bloodshot.
Right. Do you?
It might help if you spoke in parcel tongue.
Yes. No. Is there something we can do for you that will help you?
Okay. I tell you what. Give me a roll there. You're trying to calm him down a little bit and offer aid to him. Go ahead and give me a roll then.
Say it in French. Say it in French.
That will give me a one.
A one. Okay. Let us see.
You don't know how to calm people down, do you?
I know how to scare them.
I'm thinking that's not going to do much.
Nope. I don't think it'll
do much. You're in a van full of people being held down by a gorilla, and someone says, so, can I do you something?
Right. He starts screaming at you slightly incoherently, but you can make out, blood! I need his blood!
All right. Let's... Son of a biscuit. All right.
I start rubbing the steak with cloves of garlic and holy water.
We're going to pull over. Gavin, we need to get some blood from Real Dare.
Okay, we need your arm.
Real Dare?
No.
Well, we need him to be coherent. And we need him to still be Fake Dare. Until...
How?
Did you... I've only caught a glimpse of Real... We need to come up with a better name. Real Dare, when we put him in the car, but I'm thinking I'm not sure how much more blood he can give.
Yeah.
Even if we're talking small amounts.
Well, he looked pretty worn out.
Well, with your same medicine roll there, Gavin, looking over him.
It was like a 9 if you need a number.
Yeah. He's a little pale, but he looks more like he's been undernourished versus being bled dry. So,
all right.
Yeah.
He just needs a sugar cookie.
Yeah. So, let's...
If you've got a med kit handy, I can draw some blood.
Oh, look at that. It's right there. It's the same thing that you got the smelling salt out of.
If somebody wants to pony up a chip for that, there could be an extensive medical kit that might have syringes.
I will pony up a chip.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
On the back of the seat, you have a fairly extensive medical kit.
Or the Australian could have brought it with him or something. You know?
Yeah.
I thought it was due to the fact that we grabbed a glass van, and because of all the accidents...
It's for whatever reason we have a thing that's just moving.
I can use my little gadget to do it.
So yes, you have syringes. Okay. Yeah.
We will pull over to an alley. I'll get
Van is spacious enough that you really don't have to pull over for this sort of thing unless you want to.
Okay. Rocking back and forth is not a good thing to be doing when you're trying to draw blood.
Right. There.
As long as the butler is not going to try and beat me up about it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. We wish to draw some blood. Not going to do this without your consent. The doppelganger back there needs some. We need to question him and to get all that, get some information from him. So therefore, we're asking you to make a sacrifice. If you're not willing to, you're not willing to, but it would greatly help us out to save Metapole. It's in a very bad situation right now.
It's his feeding time again, is it? He rolls up his sleeve. He doesn't usually take much. He looks at your syringe. He says, about that much should be fine.
Thank you very much. So you were... They did not keep you in a coma during this?
No. I was confined to a room.
How much are you aware of what's happening?
Oh, very little.
Okay, I will blah him on the basic situation, and I will explain more later.
Mm-hmm. You see that there are several needle marks up and down his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that settles a moral quandary for me.
Oh, luckily he was going to ever have one.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, if Doppelganger Dare was a clone, then we wouldn't really have the right to summarily execute him, but given that he's a person, I'm not saying this.
Yeah, because we wouldn't summarily execute a person.
Well, never do that. Say this out loud, but anyways.
Sure, you've got your blood drawn.
And
we get Fake Dare held down properly, so I can inject him.
Well, no, let's ask him, how do you take it?
He
squid in his mouth. I don't know.
he rolls over in the seat. You know, assuming George lets him there so that you can see his wrists, and he kind of wiggles around his left arm a little bit, and you notice that there's like a little pouch opening in his wrist.
It's not natural.
Oh, sure it is.
No, it's actually six kinds of wrong.
He's just shut the needle what in there. Expect?
Sand check. No way. Phew, we don't have one.
Once you do it, he calms down. His body stops being quite so spasmodic, and he stops sweating. His eyes start to clear up a little bit. There's still a little bloodshot, but he seems to be much more in control of himself.
Well, you know you're in a bad way, but there are still ways that you can get out of this without me. That does not end with me dumping you in the bank. I need to know. I assume I know the Red Berets mean the Royal Marines here.
Yeah, you've got military experience.
Okay, and the Royal Marines are what they are historically, so small commando forces rather than our Marines.
Right.
Okay. What are the Royal Marines doing here?
I have no idea.
Okay.
They're not under my command.
Boyfriend. Sharon. Your boyfriend. We need to get in touch with him.
Right.
Is he on the way by chance?
Sure, he could be on the way. Metapole's kind of laid out on a grid system, so it's fairly easy to get from one place to another. Well,
we're going to bring another member into the conspiracy. Excellent.
Yep.
It's not really going to be a conspiracy after this game.
An right. easily hypnotizable member of the conspiracy who's about as trustworthy as a damn washcloth.
Well, I mean, we have to get the Royal Marines to stop firing on my men. This has to happen. So,
and you think
anything goes?
Elizabeth's boyfriend can help.
He's a MI6 agent. He probably has some contacts, and need to.
Do you think we'll have any? You'll have any men left by the time we get through all of this?
Please hurry. We need to save as many as possible.
Because we save so few?
Yes, because I save so few. Alright.
So you want to get in contact with Leonard Maltin, agent of the Crown?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's it.
Yes. Alright, I assume you pull over somewhere to use a phone.
Sure.
No real portable phones.
Oh, Bishop.
Yes.
We don't care about Bishop. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the other end you hear, hello?
Hello?
Oh, dear! It's been ages! You hear some fumbling around in the background, some people talking in the background.
Look, yes, it has, but I really don't have a lot of time to socialize. I need to speak with you immediately in person. It's extremely important. It's a matter of national security.
Oh, say no more. I'm in a not secure location. I'll meet you at Chef D's for early dinner, say an hour.
No, not there.
No, not there. We need someplace else.
Okay.
The radio station, I whisper.
The radio station in... How far is that from his office? Is it less than a half hour?
Yeah, it can be, sure.
Okay, can you meet me at... I give him the location in 20 to 30 minutes?
You bet. It's a date.
Great.
Click.
Okay,
it's going to be one interesting date.
Yep. So, well, I guess we know where we're headed.
All right. Doppelganger. What should I call you? What's your real name?
I am Joshua Dare.
Yeah, he was kind of made for a purpose, mate. That's who he thinks he is. Yeah, it's not like they grabbed someone off the street and co-opted them.
To make this less confusing, why don't you simply call me Joshua and call that one Dare?
A stiletto appears in my hands.
Oh, what's your middle name?
M.
M?
M. The letter M.
Well, Mr. M. Let's skip to the part where I don't cut off your eyelids. Just for spite, because you've screwed my entire life over and screwed over the lives of everyone in the city.
Sir, if you're wishing me dead, you would not have given me the injection. Speak what you wish. And it's Merryweather, sir. He looks over at you, Gavin.
No, I'm calling you Mr. M. All right.
Right.
Mr. M, I need to know your command and control structure, and how you could get in touch with Mr. Gregor. What was his name? Eisenhorn? The guy who was in control of the riot cops.
Ah, okay. Yes. Simple telephone communications.
Okay. So what's the plan in the city? Just to bring it down to its knees? Yada, yada, yada.
You seem to be particularly well informed. Yes. Yes. Sowing chaos.
And after the chaos?
He smiles. Then the party. You wouldn't have a spot of tea, would you? I'm quite parched.
So you're a French abomination unto God. Were you a man once?
He looks over at you. You're still holding the stiletto out, I take it?
Oh, yeah.
I was born in a test tube, if that's what you're asking. Bred for a single purpose. To which I... And he has a sly look on his face. I seem to have fulfilled nicely.
Yes. When did you take over from when did you take over from Fake Terror? Was it at the hospital after Tesla was...
What? When did he take over from Fake Terror?
I'm sorry, when did you take over from Joshua?
That sounds about right, yes. Shortly after the hospital stay.
Shortly after or before the hospital?
With a knife out, you're trying an intimidation move here.
Yes,
Nick.
I am being a very unpleasant fellow.
Sure. Go ahead and give me a roll.
Okay. Oh, do I get to add my bonus for professional killer for this?
Yeah, if you want, or you can... is that a specialty?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That will give me 7.
Okay. You have not quite blown out its will track. He ends up getting a 4. So, he takes up 3 boxes. I'll give you this. Yeah, he seems to be agreeing with everything that you're saying.
Okay. So, the moon is made of cheese, is it not?
He looks at you quizzically and says, oh, what kind of cheese do you like?
I prefer a nice American cheese. I don't know cheeses. I'm a soldier. Look. So the very first thing you do in the morning is it have a smoke? You have a smoke, right?
Let's see. Joshua probably smokes, so I have a pipe, yes.
And then do you... Son of... Okay.
I'm not sure what you're trying to get to here, Nick. So.
I'm trying to get to the fact that he's probably a clone and under duress, and... I'm sorry, he's probably under duress, and I am in a figure of authority. And he is agreeing with me because I'm asking leading questions rather than phrasing them appropriately. So...
Are you agreeing with him just because he's got a knife out at your throat?
Well, it seems the politic thing to do now, doesn't it?
Yes. That's more reasonable.
So while this is going on...
Politicians.
While this is going on, the truck stops and you're out front of the broadcast center.
About how long has it been?
Oh, from your flight from Dare Mansion to here, 30 minutes.
About how long since I called Leonard?
15 minutes ago.
Okay, so he should be here in about 10 minutes. Okay, thank you.
Well, it could be he's a secret agent kind of guy and might lie to you and arrive early just to scout out.
If he has any sense, he'll arrive with a freaking army.
Yep, we'll see. I look around. I look for him.
If he was at his place of work, which is Gavin's former place of work, he could not have made it here that quickly, unless he has some alternative form of transportation.
did you hear gunfire in the background, Sharon? I forgot to ask you that.
You heard, like, office work, like people hubbub of people talking. And
I was assuming that he would be at his office since...
Yeah, that's where you called him. And he doesn't have a cell phone. That was a retarded question I asked. That is a question of my modern...
Well, you still, if you heard gunfire in the background, that would have said a lot about the state of that building at the time.
Well,
sir,
I will. Nicholas, you go in. You tell there should be a check agent and the radio guy there.
Mm-hmm.
Please make sure the check guy is still alive. If the radio guy hasn't turned on us and assassinated him,
got it. Go in, gun ready.
Well, be a little bit more politic about it, but have your be at ready.
Mm-hmm. The outside of the radio station is dark. It doesn't look like it's opened as it should be, as you have the sign up front saying that it's closed by order of the guilds, which is how you left it, because you didn't want to advertise the fact that you're using it.
Now, the question he has yet to answer is, in order for us to broadcast, we have to switch off the monkey signal.
Well, I mean, it's worth it. I'd rather have a bunch of smart monkeys than the city tearing itself apart.
Didn't we kill the super smart monkey?
We put him down. Well, we shot down a monkey with well, not that we know that he had telepathic ability, but we shot down a monkey. There may be more than one. We have no idea.
True.
We have no idea. They could all be, well, the captains of the squads could all be like that. We have no clue.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
how do the monkeys, I look to the prisoner, how do the monkeys work? Or the gorillas work?
Oh, it is quite complex, actually.
Hey!
Give me the short version.
Which finger do you like the least? Let's start with that. If you don't start telling me things, I'm going to start being unpleasant. Thing
I'll point out before we resort to physical violence is that you were told to kill there, which, as you realize, would mean he no longer has blood to give you, so basically you were giving orders to kill yourself. I just feel like pointing this out from the matter of interest of information.
Well, when a tool has performed its service, it's often discarded. It's the way of things. He shrugs.
Right. Can we please just shove a pill down his throat?
I would rather, he's not.
While you're talking, you notice that there's a bum moving around the street across from you. He seems to be a little drunk as he staggers about.
Is he really
good,
drunk?
Hard look at your van.
Is he really drunk or is he pretending to be drunk?
I don't know.
I thought you went inside to check on the...
What are you still doing here?
Yeah, he hasn't left yet. Since he was still talking, I assume he hasn't left yet.
I pointed it out to him deliberately, yeah.
I'm very tempted to walk out with a glass pan.
If I walk out with George, it's going to be interesting.
Do I recognize the bum at all?
Give me alertness rolls. Everybody can.
Okay, I'll give it as I go in.
Well, if you open the door and step out, the bum actually straightens up and walks quite normally to you.
Ooh, nice.
He gives you the special Cheka salute.
Okay, I give him it back.
It's you. Okay. Yeah. Nondescript fan. We weren't sure what was going on. Just keeping things secure. He tips his ratty bowler hat at you and goes back to playing drunk and crosses the street.
We should be expecting one other. We're supposed to meet someone here, so don't kill him.
Right. Can you give us a description, sir?
I give him a description based off what I remember of the guy.
All right, good enough. He nods.
Hold on. He said us? How many of these pretend drunk kids are around this area?
You only see the one.
Hmm. I look in the windows.
You stick your face up to the dirty window. There's a hand under the side that whips the dust off and sticks an eyeball right up on the other side to yours.
Right.
So we're sitting here in the van. Good for us.
Yes, Sharon, do you mind going outside so your dear boyfriend recognizes you? And
not at all.
But, yes, and I am continuing to threaten Dare so I can get fresh intimidation rolls that I am not, I'm not going to escalate to violence. I'm just going to be.
Shall we take this inside, perhaps, rather than sit here in a van?
The reason is so that when Sharon meets her boyfriend, we can pop out and show him what's up and get him to stop his men attacking my men. Because that's kind of primacy in my mind. I'm just trying to keep
me. I'd like to go up to the radio station and see what I can find out about what's currently happening and finding...
Well, you are kind of a sore thumb here. You got this bright, you know, white-walled van parked in the middle of a closed-down building, and there's no other cars around you. Kind of stick out a little.
I mean, it's fine. For right now, we'll move on to bigger and better things a little bit later, but...
Well, if you're happy with fake deer, I'll go up with George.
Yeah.
Okay, Malton should be about 5 minutes out by now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are the Aussie and Ethan doing?
I guess it's better to talk with my mic unmuted.
It usually works better that way, yes.
Yes, I was wondering why no one could hear me. I'd like to be in the station.
Okay.
Did I bring Eddie?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie would...
The van's big enough. And what is Ozzy the... what is Austin the Ozzy doing?
I guess I'd like to be in the station as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of providing extra muscle if there's ever needed.
So then everyone else is going inside except for Miss Rackham?
I'm not...
You're staying in the van.
I'm keeping Real Dare and Butler outside. I'm sending Tesla and Butler inside.
Okay, so you and Real Dare are going to be out there with Miss Rackham. And what are you doing with the van? Joshua, go ahead.
When we met Tesla, did he provide my gadget?
Have you spent the points for it?
Yes.
Then yes.
Excellent.
If there's like a street light or someplace where I can be clearly seen, I'm going to stay near it just so that I'm not missed.
Right. So yeah, you pick a street light. It's got still one lone bulb glowing away in it where the rest are all burnt out around you. What are you guys doing with the van though? That's what I want to know.
We need to keep it. I mean, I said everybody's going inside right now, so we'll do something with it.
There's probably a garage somewhere you can put it in.
Sure. Yeah.
It's not like I'm sure the lock would present a problem to you.
There's locks in this world? What?
I don't understand. There's checker everywhere. I'd be surprised if they hadn't infiltrated every building.
Everywhere. There's one checker here. All my men are dying right now.
Well, he must be staying somewhere.
Yeah, right there, slumped between two trash cans across the street.
I'm trying to keep as close to Sharon as I can so I can...
Right. So you're leaving... So are you leaving the van in view or are you moving the van? I don't care too much what you do with it. I just want to know if it's left right there in front of the... Okay. So just around the corner, park it somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. And both dares are still inside, right?
No, I'm sorry. I said I'd leave the van. We leave it where it is.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I would like to be looking out the window just to make sure her boyfriend doesn't bring any unexpected company.
Okay. So you can scout out the area. All right. Okay, so this is all arranged. Those of you going inside the radio center, do so. Inside, there is one other Cheka agent that is armed and does check you out. Of course, he notices those of you that he's come in contact before. And it's like he gives you a salute and gives you the nod upstairs to where the broadcast is being done. And Miss Rackham, illuminated by the soul bulb that still burns in the streetlight, you see a guy walking up the street in like a London fog sort of trench coat. And he's got a cigarette in his mouth, and he's looking around warily as he comes forward. He's got one hand inside of his trench coat, and the other one is got a cane that he's walking around with. He sees you, and oh, he waves.
I gesture him to be kind of quiet and, like, gesture him over quickly.
He comes under the streetlight, and he pulls his hand out from his trench coat, and he brandishes in front of you a 12 red roses. My dear!
Thank you, Mr. Malton. We need to go inside
Mr.
now.
Malton, do we really have to be so formal?
We can
call
discuss...
me Leonard.
Leonard, we can discuss this later, but right now we need to go inside.
Certainly. Kind of a dodgy neighborhood you've chosen. And he looks around and he spots those of you who are still standing outside. As no one said they were hiding. Friends of yours, my dear?
Yes. Actually, you need to see something quickly. How far away is the van?
Oh, they've got it out of sight, so yeah, probably around a corner somewhere where you can't see it.
Okay. I take him over to the van quickly and just let him look inside.
It's, a nice van. Are you starting a window company?
No, I'm pointing out, what is that, the
hello.
The front dare or the rear dare?
There's both of them here.
Yes, I point them both out to him, and I's like, do you understand?
He rubs his eyes and looks at one, looks the other, and says, it's a clever disguise, but what are you doing, my dear, have you kidnapped the head of the guilds?
Please come in.
Just a little.
Do you understand that we kidnapped the head of the guild and the person impersonating the head of the guild?
An impersonator? He looks again at both of them and says, it's a very good job. Who does he work for? The German? The French?
That's part of why we're involving you. I'm assuming the Germans, but their entire aim is to stabilize the city.
Hey, Miss Malton, how are you doing?
Don't believe I met you, sir.
No, you haven't.
Mr. Malton.
I introduced them.
Yes. I have a problem. The problem is, right here we have an impersonator. I point to the guy who's tied up. And... the men who helped me find out about this impersonator is currently being fired on by many green, I'm sorry, not green berets, but
Red
being
berets.
Fired on by the Royal Marines. I need you to stop this.
He looks over at you, at Elizabeth, with a questioning look in his eyes, says, but I'm just a civil servant.
No, you're not.
No, we know you're not.
Oh, dear. You can't go around telling everyone this, dear. That's the point of being...
Hey,
I'm not telling everyone this. I only called you because we really need your help. This person is detrimental to the crown and could crash the entire empire. This impersonator. We need you to help us stop this impersonator from getting their way, and we need you to help us now.
Well, what is it you need? Is it more Royal Marines? Is that the fiasco that's going on at the airport?
Yes. No, we just need the Marines to just step down, regroup, and maybe call a ceasefire for a parley or something. Just stop firing for now.
And how exactly do you expect me to do that? It's not like I have a phone number for them.
Do you have a contact, point of contact?
No, there. From what I understand, it was just an airliner bringing in some Royal Marines that were staying over for a night or two. It's not a planned thing. They were assaulted. There was some criminal activity going on. Their plane was fired upon.
All right. Time to go back to go inside, everyone.
Now, if you could get me to the airport, perhaps I could do something for your situation. But
could you? What if you radio them?
Well, you're assuming they're carrying radios, my good man. They're here on vacation.
They don't have radios, so out of game.
They don't have orders.
You want us to split the party?
They don't. You're saying they're not. They don't have orders. They're just.
No, reacting. No, they're just scheduled in to stay a furlough a night or two and head on their way. They were attacked at the airport.
How far are we from the airfield?
Oh, good 45 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic, which should be light since we're getting towards dark.
Excellent. Do you think the Royal Marines would stand down if our people stood down as well? Do you think they would stop firing?
Oh, that's a bit tricky. It depends on if any of theirs were wounded. If they're given a direct order by someone that is superior to them, they will stand down. I could do that. If you wish, I could go and see if I can defuse the situation. What were your friends doing attacking an airline of Royal Marines anyway?
We weren't attacking we were not attacking the Royal Marines. We were trying to
deal with the robots.
Yes.
Deal with the robots that are attacking us.
Leonard is clearly one of Tesla's creations.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
He has turned into a robot.
Ah, hold on.
I throw his roses back in his face.
They clank.
And you can't.
Okay, sorry about that. Started a new recording as well. Okay, you were saying? So, yes, Leonard is offering to... He will go to the airport and defuse the situation as he is able, but he wants to know, why are you people attacking Royal Marines?
It was merely an accident. There were supposed to be several explosions at the airport to serve as a distraction so that we could escort the... doppelganger dare out. So
likely those men were just responding to a battle situation then.
Yes, it
very
was
well.
The worst luck in the world.
Do you, I walked here, I took the tram. Do you have transportation? It'll be faster than taking the pneumatic
subway. I gesture
subway.
To the van.
Oh, well, very well.
gentlemen, time to go back inside to the radio and rejoin the other people.
Miss Rackham, perhaps we could have lunch at a later date so you can inform me of exactly what is going on here with your friends. But I understand. For now, adieu.
And
adieu, Leonard.
Boss.
It would be lovely to have lunch with you at some time.
Yes. Your boss, you need to play this cool, but your boss is a spy for a different agency, so... not your boss, but your boss, your fake boss.
Oh, yes, I'm fully aware.
Oh, excellent. What agency is he a spy for?
He starts the car and starts.
That's disappointing.
Driving away.
I could
quickly
use that information. I shout after the car. All right, time to go inside.
Meanwhile, inside, yes, your radio operator has not turned traitor and slit the throats of everyone inside. He is listening to some swing music, actually, as he he has an elaborate electronic setup that is his jamming equipment, and he's also got some radio stations playing that he's tapping in from from Europe.
Right, we need to adjust these to listen to the more local frequencies.
Sure. What are you looking for? He turns his radio and starts scanning for local frequencies.
Police frequencies to start with.
Okay. Sure. You get some, you hear, police, actually, you, hear, a very familiar voice to you, barking out, orders to contain, to contain the mob and to make sure that they have a way to get out. Start the gassing!
Oh, no.
Damn it.
Just in the background, you can hear the sounds of rockets going off and people starting to scream. And
this is where we should have established code words and stuff. We're just saying, we have deer. It's not going to go down well on radio.
Right before you hear the sound of what sounds like a truncheon coming down on some meaty flesh, you hear a, how you doing? Thunk, thunk.
I thought he was out in one of the... I thought he was
goody, goody, goody.
Should we just get on an emergency broadcast on all channels and just have Dare speak? Saying to calm down everyone?
Yes. It couldn't hurt.
May have gone a little bit late.
I don't care. Set it up, radio man. You know what to do.
Sure. He starts playing around with the set. Let me give him a roll.
Quick question. How popular was that swing song that you were playing?
Oh, very. It's the newest.
Start out your broadcast with that swing song.
I'll point out, we don't actually have a deer up here at the moment.
Yes, we do. I assume Elizabeth got up here.
Yeah, Nick brought them into, I assume, when he left the street. Unless you just left them out there.
Oh, yes. I let them out there. I cut Mr. M's bonds, and I bid him adieu and said, hey.
Hey, have this large knife and needle.
I had my stiletto out and handed it to him, and then I turned my back. It waited.
But totally start with the swing music.
Sure.
And then go into the address. You want to grab people's attention first.
Well, here's a quick question. What do we want him to say?
That's the other thing.
The truth? The truth is unbelievable.
We don't want the truth.
No one can handle the truth. We know the truth and we can't handle it.
Dare, will the truth set you free?
All right.
And the truth shall make ye fret.
Dare, what do you think we should say? You are the experienced politician. We've given you a rundown of the situation, of all the bad stuff that's been happening.
Let's see. Dare is still looking a little worse for wear, but... yes, he says, well, I should start by having the police stand down, and I'd really need to know what's going on with this mob. Are they simply frenzied, or are they attacking people? If the police stop their aggression, perhaps it will break up. But if they're trying to breach...
Just move to tear gassing. That's not going to go well.
That actually should work out just fine for us then. Let me announce that it's under control, and let me have the police stand down. That should diffuse the immediate situation. If they're being gassed out front of the guild halls, they should clear the area. This will give us some time. Hopefully, they will not try to retaliate.
Probably not. They were only throwing rocks to begin with. No one had any weapons.
In the meantime,
get the people some food and offer amnesty to anyone that just drops it and goes home.
I'm going to see if I can get the frequency of one of the blimps that we know. There are blimps up and around the city, right?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Okay, I'll get hold of one of the frequencies so that you can talk to them and get a picture from the sky of what the hell's going on in the city, just in case there are other mobs breaking out. Mm-hmm.
They will have to kind of tell you. I mean, they can't send you a photograph. And do you have your machine?
Yeah, but I'll get it set up. Well, once he's made the address, he can talk to them and get them to give him an eye in the sky report.
Right. All right, so you send up Command Center 1 just as the strains of the Lindy Hop begin to play over the machine in the room, and he lets it play for several minutes, and then he starts in with a low, melodious voice. This is Howlin' Jack! Here on Radio Metapole, and we've got a special request out there and a word from our leader. And he hands over the microphone. Dare taps it a few times. Is this thing on? And you hear it over the radio.
Hit it!
Right. This is Joshua Dare, leader of the guild. See, he does sound a little weak as he starts, but then the strength seems to build up as he begins to speak further. I am ordering all the police to stand down. That's right, stand down. Let the people clear out of the areas. Stop apprehending and any of those that seem to be molesting guild property. That's right, stand down. Everyone stand down. Let's all be calm about this. It's a simple misunderstanding. And he goes on to, more in that vein, he asks not just the police, but those guild representatives that may be out and about this evening, please stay indoors. We have a minor problem that is being addressed at this moment. I will be in contact with everyone later. Mr. Howling Jack, could you play more of that fabulous music, please? And Mr. Jack lets out a "Ooh!" goes into playing another track.
Yeah. Well, I will call up. Well, Quantum Radios. I'll tell that Bob that we have a emissary who is going to come and try to stop the Royal Marines.
When you call up Bob, what you hear is the sound of like a automatic gunfire from. Large caliber gun going off in the background, and and you hear Bob screaming out, "Gotta go!"
Excellent.
Yeah, this isn't going to go wrong at all.
Yeah, I mean that's the best luck in the world right there. Let's.
Yeah, no one checked out the flight manifest for that.
No,
day.
No.
I will freely admit that it never occurred to us.
never occurred to me that there would be vacationing Marines.
Because that's what always happens.
Yep. Let's.
Eye in the Sky report.
Yes, actually, the crowds are. The crowds are clearing away from the guild campus, streaming out. You can actually see the cloud of gas that's being falling out of the cylinders that have been tossed into the crowd. Other areas of the city, you do see smaller police forces that are trying to keep people from breaking into buildings, that sort of thing. They've got lined up with shields, just forming a line, keeping people from breaking into, you know, different craft stores, food stores, that sort of thing. There's lots of pockets of fighting going on, but as Dare makes his pronouncement, you can see the lines of police officers that were guarding the buildings just kind of, you know, universally shrug, put down their shields and walk away. And then the shops are looted.
Let the crowds know that food is on its way to the city.
It should actually be here about now, because we told them to turn up around midday-ish. I don't know when exactly they got here or what they found when they did, but...
Well, then make an announcement that food is arriving momentarily, and that
we don't have any radios near the food trucks that I'm aware of.
No, we have that announcement system going on. Just all you have to do is let the crowd know that we've gotten food.
Do you want the food trucks mobbed?
No, that's why I said that food is on its way, not that it's here now.
What we need to do is get a hold of Miss Blair. Mm-hmm. Lieutenant Blair. That's what we've got to do.
Yeah, we also probably need, if we can soon, I don't know if you will make this announcement there, but you probably should reinstate all the businesses that have been closed down. You remember the sign in the front? That's probably what's causing a lot of the problems right now, besides the food shortage.
Of course, when the next song ends, Dare has found a pipe in a desk, and your radio man has offered him a little bit of pipe tobacco, and he's sitting down, he's crossed his legs, he's templed his hands in front of him, and he's much more relaxed, and he gives the almost the fireside chat address next. Where you see the true politician that Dare can be, as he explains that, he starts with, he admits to being grievously wrong, and some of his policies perhaps were not civically minded and that he is seeing the error of his ways. And immediately, you know, the next morning, if those who have previously gotten licenses to sell and have had their shops closed, by all means, please come on down. We'll reinstate those. We'll help you get started again. This is the start of a bold new era.
Are you sure we want to let this guy back into office?
Absolutely. And could we have gotten in touch with Miss Blair and...
Yeah, police. The police have radios, and you're quite aware of the police frequencies as you've dealt with them before.
Yeah. So, it's just, do we want to speak to her privately? I have an idea if we can either set that up.
Well,
No. I'll explain my plan, and you can tell me if it's going to be an obvious one for frequencies. I presume shops have numbers, right? Like they shoot addresses like they do at the moment. The number of the coffee shop where we go to and meet her at is a number to invert that into being a frequency. That's the frequency we talk to her on. She knows the address, therefore she knows the frequency, and other people listening in do not.
Very nice. Take a chip. That's a very good way to do it.
Yeah.
Ding! So that's what we tell her to contact us on.
Yeah, it's a... It takes some routing, but you do eventually get through to Miss Blair, who is apparently taking the words to heart, and she's actually sitting in a coffee shop at this moment having coffee, as she was told to walk away.
I forgot to refresh my chips.
So, yes, you do get her on a private channel, and she says, so, it sounds like your hunting has gone well?
Yes, we have... I'm not Marlo, I'll put this bluntly. We have both deers at the moment. What we would like to do is inform the peoples of the food trucks that are in the city and get them to... If you feed the populace, they'll, you know, bread and circuses, they'll pretty much make them happy. But I think we may need to protect the trucks before them so they don't get mobbed too much. Do you think you can commandeer a squad of those people in the power armor? I've forgotten what they're called.
The Eisenjägers? Possibly. What do you need them for?
Just to maintain control. We'll tell the people where the food is, and they can go there, and then just as long as it doesn't get out of hand, the presence of the Eisenjägers... I'm going to call them Jägermeisters soon. Prisoner of the Jägermeister should hopefully stop them from getting too out of hand, but we just want to help them sort out the food and give it to anyone who particularly wants food right now.
I believe I can do that. Sure. Hold on.
If you need dare to say give an order, let us know.
She is able to pull in a few favors, and
Why don't we inform her she is in charge now? Welcome.
You want to go that far right this minute?
Commissioner Dare. Blair. Yep. I'm sorry. Commissioner Blair.
Yeah, she should be in charge.
Yes.
Joshua Dare seems that he's like, that's a fabulously good idea. It will allow me to clean house in the meantime. We're sure of this, Blair. So he gets on, you know, takes over the phone from you
This isn't going to be like a leap from someone at the front desk suddenly becoming in charge. She could actually conceivably make this leap. It's not like.
Head of a district, then she was knocked down to.
She was head of a district.
No, she was the second in charge of.
Okay, so she was still up there.
Mm-hmm. It's not like I've suddenly got a B cop in charge of the entire police force or something. It's a little bit of a reach, I'd say, but I don't know if it's there. Mm-hmm.
Actually, those of you that know her well know that she could have been promoted any number of times. It just was her own wishes that she wasn't. She liked what she was doing, so.
Well, she may not like this, but she's going to get it.
But given the gravity of what's going on. So, yes, Dare gives her a field promotion. And you hear in the background before she signs off, more coffee!
And then we can find out from the eye in the sky where the food trucks are and get that set up.
Yes. So that's all running. That's all going on.
Suddenly the police officers have water coolers filled with coffee.
They're cops. Of course they do.
Standard issue, along with a box of donuts.
Well, we seem to have temporarily started defusing the situation. I don't know how. Mm-hmm. The current situation is, or what we need to do next.
It's probably been the time given for all of this communication back and forth about 45 minutes or so, and you get a call. Like the the radio station's phone rings.
I answer it.
Hello, this is Leonard. Hi, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking with oh gosh, what's the magician's name?
Ethan.
Oh, if Miss Rackham there, if you could please put her on the line.
Yes, one quick second, sir.
Okay, I take the phone.
Oh, my dear, I seem to have gotten here just in time. It seems the boys in the Red Beret were just breaking out their ordnance from the back of the airplane. Unfortunately, I believe a lot of your friends may not have made it through the altercation, but things have been patched up a bit now. You know, the good old Royal Marines, gung-ho as they are, they kind of took charge of the... I don't think the airport's going to be open for a while.
Oh, bollocks.
Well, yes, we wanted to save as many people as possible because it was all a misunderstanding.
Yes, yes, I'm sure. You do have their next of kins, I hope. I'm afraid there's quite a few of them that didn't make it.
Look
oh
over
my.
Quote unquote Ethan Thane.
What?
Yes, I'm sure we can get that information.
Okay, well, I have ambulances over here now. Some are merely wounded. I had to pull a bit of shenanigans, I'm afraid, and give them some false orders. I'm sure it'll be cleared by office once this all comes to light, but I'm afraid I'll need a full accounting from you. In the morning would be best, yes. In the morning would definitely be best.
Great. I will meet you for brunch then tomorrow, and give you the full accounting.
Ah, very good. My dear? And hangs up.
Okay. Yeah, I start making sure I get everything straight and written down, preparing a couple of copies of it, and making sure one goes to Mr. Arbuckle as well. The diplomatic attaché?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's who we should have talked to. Or at least also contacted in time to get the word out. Anton LaVey, get him to talk to people about the fact that the government's changing, get people to step down, la, 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 la.
Make that three copies and one going to Anton.
All right.
Yeah, that's not the truth, right? Because the truth isn't going to be what's coming out. The truth is going to be something completely different.
No, but I'll leave that to his discretion as to how much of the truth he wants to put out.
Ooh.
No,
not too much longer. Your quantum radio there starts beeping at you. Nick?
Yeah.
Hey, boss.
Hey.
Hey, you hear a very out of breath Bob Starling. Yeah. I think things have settled down a bit here. It would have been nice to tell us there were Royal Marines on the airstrip.
It would have been nice to know
started
that.
Our run. I'm afraid we're going to have to hire some new recruits very soon, sir. Well, I'll talk to you in the morning.
Yeah, whenever you feel good, this is where I'm holed up.
Well, I think it might be likely that you'll need to bail us out of jail in the morning, sir. There's a nice officer here right now taking down my statement.
I get in touch with, I get in touch, hold on. Get in touch with Blair. Those guys aren't to be arrested. No photos, nothing. They are servants of the crown on a secret mission. they need to be let go.
So escaped during transport. Yep. Got the forums right here.
Yeah. I've thought of something else, and it's a toss-up at the moment whether I'm reminding Bert to think about it or if it's Bert's, something Bert's gone on his list to see if we remember. Escaped monkeys.
Yes.
Yes.
Charging through the city.
No one's checked in on that yet.
We should probably find out what's happening with the monkeys.
Probably warn Blair. A couple squads of... hey, we have some Royal Marines who aren't busy, right?
We don't know. When last we saw that at the house, they were mad. Or switched up. Well, we'll change the maddening signal to swing jazz and... No. They're talking to them. But we probably can actually cancel the maddening signal for their frequency.
Okay, so you haven't turned it off?
We have.
Have we?
No, haven't yet. No, you have not
yet. Okay, I thought we had to because I thought the radio station would have needed to.
No.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, we got that, and we got they may be in the sewers. They may be out rampaging the streets as we speak. We can get the eye in the sky to move, get an eye in the sky over there. Just tell us what do they see.
Have you turned off the signal or not turned off the signal?
No.
Marlo, you seem to be the one that seemed to be really determined about it.
I need to break fake dare first. We need to know how long until the intelligence serum let.
Well, from what Watson and Crick told us, it should start breaking down. Well, it breaks down within, 48 hours of them not being fed.
Right, but how that, how there's a critical mass to these things. It might be 90%, a small amount of time. It might be a large amount of time. It might be a greater.
So now you want the mad ape switched on?
Let's talk to question fake there.
Okay, so as of right now, the maddening signal is still going on, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so what you are seeing from your eye in the sky is it'll occasionally catch a glimpse of, yes, the monkeys have spilled out of Dare Mansion, and they are snatching people off the streets.
All right.
You get a particularly grisly detailed account as one person tells you that an ape is devouring a poor woman.
We had this in B-Pan. We got to deactivate George's signal, then send a kill signal out to the apes. I'm not putting up with this. That's what I'm saying. What are you guys going to say?
Got no problem with that.
Yes. Your monkey seems particularly calm since you said you did deactivate all of his gear. He's just sitting there picking lice off himself.
Well, we can say that when I convert him to being a companion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, send a kill signal to the apes. I really didn't want to have to do that, but at this point, they're just too much of a liability.
Yeah.
So you're stopping the signal?
We at one point, we had a plan to send a kill signal to the apes to overwhelm them and shut them down that way. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing now.
That is you're going to plan beta. All right.
Pay and kill. Now, I don't know how this is going to be, but...
Okay. Your radio operator sends it out. In the meantime, what is
two monsters.
Plan,
I hope that's an old row. Royal Marines after the apes. Have a big party on the street.
Yeah, we need to be... I need to be blowing out fake. I haven't been really participating much because I've been trying to blow out Mr. M's wheel track, basically.
All right. So you wanna do that real quick then? Sure. So you're in the interrogation room with him, and so you start off just by asking him a question, and then you can make your attack based on how you're doing that.
So, which of your fingers do you want to keep?
He answers you truthfully and says, all of them.
Well,
I'm quite partial to this one and this one and this one. He shows you the middle finger.
That might not be possible unless I start to feel that you're being honest with me.
I can be as honest as I am capable of being. What do you want to know?
I want to know how long until the intelligent serum wears off on the monkeys.
What time is it?
I give them the time.
6 hours.
Okay. too long. I want to know when you became, took the persona of Joshua Dare.
He starts to, it looks like he starts to say something, and he's kind of surprised at what he ends up saying. And what he ends up saying is, I took on the persona of a Joshua Dare? I'm sorry. He tries again. He kind of grimaces at that, and he starts to speak again. And what you hear is, oh, it couldn't have been more than a week ago.
Oh, to kill rising.
And he kind of looks at you and shrugs, throws his hands up.
How did you get in touch with your employer?
Oh, a phone call.
Who do you number?
He looks down into his shirt pocket and, there's, you know, like a man's, note, all right. Yeah. It's a little ledger book and there are a bunch of phone numbers in it.
Okay. Do they have names or?
Nope. Not at all. He says, you start at the top and you count down the day and the first one is Sunday and you count down to the day it is. And that's the number you can reach him at.
All right. What I need to know all the agents that your master has had in the city that you are aware of. I don't expect you to be omniscient, but I do expect you to be.
He speaks slowly as if he's listening to his own voice, and he says, I don't know. And he kind of like chews all those words from it, looks at you and nods and says, I don't know.
Excellent. I get Gavin in here.
Bert?
Yes.
How do sort of area codes with phone numbers work in your world?
There's not really area codes. It's just since there are few phones and it's all using broadcast power, think of it as like a frequency. Like a frequency code.
Right. So
each place would have its own kind of frequency to get there.
Okay. And there isn't really.
There is a switchboard system. For most regular phones, you're basically going through an operator that connects you to the party. So if you're wanting to go outgoing, you're basically trying to get a hold of one of the Zeppelins that are going to bounce a radio signal wherever you need it to go.
Right. But you could, from the phone number, work out the area.
Not really, no.
No.
So what you're saying is there's no, like, reverse lookup, no reverse phone book?
In that you can, the first person you can get on the line is the operator who connects you. You can simply ask the operator your question. But no, there's not really a phone book, per se, since you have operators.
Well, I'll probably know, if you ask me, I'll probably know where the areas are. But, you know, beyond that, as it says... Like anyone with a good knowledge of the phone system would say, oh, yeah.
Yes.
305 is area code, whatever. 555-555-5555. Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah, think of the original phone system where you picked up the phone and the first thing that happens is an operator asking where you want to be connected to. And that's kind of how this works.
Right.
Some people Party have lines, private okay. lines. Yeah. But not too many people have private lines. So, Doppeldare continues to look at you. He seems to be kind of cooperative. You still have him bound up, yes?
Yes, yes.
So, about that tea? Perhaps a pipe?
No.
He looked kind of earnestly at you. I'm afraid it's necessary.
Well, then, I am checking his level of truthfulness this entire conversation. But.
Yes. Go ahead and give me a roll, then.
It's truthiness.
Yes, truthiness. I use my skill lie detector.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I've never even seen that roll before.
Is it positive?
Badly.
No, no, no. It's just straight nothing. That's a 4.
Yeah, he rolled pretty miserably. Yeah, actually, you can tell when he's lying to you, and you can tell when he's not, because he's actually trying to give you clues that he is. Like when he says something he knows is patently wrong, he's been looking at you and shrugging. Right. And when he says something that he feels is right, he kind of nods his head.
Right, because he has certain mental blocks, which is why I need.
So yes, he's easy to read. Because he's trying.
Noir on easy mode or something?
he's trying to be helpful, but right. You do understand that there's a limit to what he can say and what he can't say.
Right, which is why I haven't used this master's name yet, because I'm afraid what effects that will have.
You mean like a brain hemorrhage or something?
Yes, an aneurysm. I get his basic command and control structure. If there's any other bases in the city where the monkeys.
Yes. This actually, he apparently can communicate. There is none. He is it. As far as he knows, he is it. And he responds directly to Rathke. Yes. Mostly he calls him, he is either called or he calls him if there are important things that are happening, but they don't have any, it's informal. He doesn't check in at any specific time. Rathke could call him at any time. It's not set up ahead of time.
Okay. All right. And so what was the plan?
What plan was that?
Excellent. You're, you know, the reason why you were here.
Oh, well, to sow discord, put a shiner on the face of the guilds. The idea is to bring them down, to discredit them.
Right. Which I already knew. No, but it's nice to confirm. Mrs. Tesla. Do you know who she is?
He gets kind of a nervous twitch to one of his eyes, and he says, I'm not sure who you mean.
The great part about this is I don't know how hard I can push him until I break his brain. Like doing brain surgery just by cutting and poking.
Where is everybody in relation to Nick?
I have no idea at this point.
I'm watching the interrogation if I can, since I already took care of the radio.
Let me describe the room a little better, and you guys can position yourselves. You've got the have you guys ever seen a radio studio, or you've got the main room where the radio personality gives his talk and runs everything? Then you've got like a booth with a glass wall where the engineer's behind there and usually does all the phone calls and everything. So you've got an isolation booth, which is where your radio man is right now. And then you've got this kind of glass enclosure, where the operator would be. And that's like the room that you're in. So where are people?
Can I hear from the other side of the glass?
If you turn on the microphones into the other room, you can. Otherwise, it is noise isolated.
Then I am turn those microphones on and listening.
Okay, so you're inside the control room. Okay. Nick, where are you interrogating?
The main room.
In the main room with the radio operator. Who else is in there? I'm assuming.
How are you doing?
I figured the radio operator was in the engineer room.
No, actually. He's manning the mics, and the operator's room is basically to take in phone calls and do all the, you know. But the live broadcasting is done in the other room.
Yeah, that's
I'm in the engineering room taking notes on whatever I can hear.
Okay. So where are you interrogating, Nick?
Well, given there's the main room and the engineering room, I'll be in the engineering room.
Okay, I guess we're all in there listening.
Okay. I would have thought you would have gone off to some other... There's other places in the building you could have gone.
Well, if there is, then I'll be there rather than...
All right, I'll be there with him. You're going to be just in another office room, basically. Okay, that's fine. So it's going to be you, and it's going to be Doppeldare. Marcus, what's your character's name again?
Nicholas.
Nicholas. Okay, Nicholas will be in there. And everyone else is basically with a radio operator. Yeah. Joshua?
I'd like to be just sort of hovering outside the interrogation room, if possible, listening to the radio in case urgent message, need to get to Marlo.
Okay, is that Austin or Ethan?
That's Ethan.
Yeah. That's Ethan. Okay. I'm not seeing your icon light up when you talk. So.
No.
And what is Austin doing?
I would like to be in the room, too, where the interrogations are being held, if I can.
Okay, very good. Ms. Rackham, you said you were in the engineering kind of chamber.
Yeah, with the microphones on, so I can take accurate notes of what he says.
Yes, and then, of course, the phones are back there, too. Okay, Nick, so you've just asked him about Miss Tesla.
And, excellent.
He gives you this quirky little look and says, I don't know who that is, or I don't understand who that is.
Good. Is he giving me the look like I really don't, or
he gives you a different look this time. His eyes started to twitch a little.
Yeah, that line of questioning is stopping there. Do you know? You're the command and control structure. The problem is, the question I ask him is, do you know where your master is?
Okay. With that, both of his eyes go really wide. Everyone in the room, make an alertness roll. Everyone outside the room, make an alertness roll.
Damn.
He starts shrieking.
Someone else is going to have to roll for me because I'm currently unable to get to the PC.
I gotcha. You rolled two pluses and one minus, so plus one.
Excellent.
I got a plus two and a die.
Five.
Okay, hold on.
So I got a four.
Keep it to yourself for a second here. And Nick, what did you get since you're in the room?
Five.
You got a five.
I'm in the room, so I got a five as well.
Okay. Nicholas got a five. Gavin got a five. And
six.
Okay.
Three.
Gavin, you were with the radio operator, though, or were you?
Yeah. But I just rolled it just so you'd have it if you need to.
And Ethan, you were in the room or outside the room?
I'm just, like, outside the door.
Ethan, just outside the door. What did you get?
I got a total of three.
A three. And Austin was in the room?
Yes, I was right in the room. I got a four.
Okay.
And I got a three.
Okay. You guys in the other room don't have to worry about this just yet. They didn't take a room immediately adjacent to you. As Doppeldare explodes...
Blood.
All right, here we're gonna do your alertness there. Your rolls will reduce the damage as you dive for cover as you notice something odd going on. Ethan, you are standing right outside, so you're gonna take one less anyway. When this comes up, so here we go. that's not too bad. So it's gonna be an explosive power of a six total.
Okay.
So, Nick, you're going to end up taking one. Nicholas will end up taking one. Ethan, right outside, is going to drop it by to a five. So, you're going to end up taking two. Austin's going to end up taking two. And Marlo is going to end up taking one as, yes. Unfortunately, that was not the question to ask. As he explodes, as you have seen once before.
Can we hit the load button so we can ask the right question?
All right, actually, let's see if it actually gets far enough. Let's see. So six would be the room, five would be outside the room, four is the hallway, three. Gavin and Elizabeth Rackham, what were your scores again?
I got a three.
You got a three. Gavin?
Six.
Six. You're both fine. It rattles the windows in the control booth as this explosion goes off. So that's the scene. He explodes. His head blows up into the room. It's a fairly large explosion. What does Nicholas do? You had just a moment a notice that something bad was going to happen. So what does Nicholas do when this explosion goes off?
Throwing my body on top of the boss, protecting him.
All right. And Mr. Marlowe, you also had a moment's notice before something very bad happened.
I dived down behind the desk.
Funny, I was diving with him.
Austin.
I probably just looked shocked for a moment, tried to scuttle for the door, and it just got slammed outside the door.
Nice. And Ethan, right outside the door. Your alertness role was you had, you know, there was not that you noticed that something was wrong, but you know, you had the explosion went off and you had just the barest moment to do something, and you did.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I believe I didn't take anything, so I'm still gonna have to take a consequence.
You don't have a number two box?
You are human. You have a two box.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was when it was at the far end. All right, then.
Yeah, you would end up only taking two, so you have to have a two box, so your number two box is...
You're slashed.
Yep.
I took a number one. Okay.
Diving down generally to the floor, because if it's an explosion, there'll probably be bits of wall that I can...
Yes.
...hide under as they fall on me.
That's probably what injures you, actually, is a bit of the wall falling on you.
If that, I'm standing outside the door, so the door will have come out of its frame.
Yes. And Austin actually is blown through the door.
Part of his description. John was probably the one hitting him outside the door, leaving an imprint of his back in the wall as the ceiling falls on us just a little bit.
As the dust clears, there's bits of brain and goo just covering the room. Everyone in the room is just, you're splattered.
Okay.
Nicholas, worse because you covered Marlowe.
Just remember, in Russia, you don't open the door. The door opens you.
I calmly get up. I trot out the door.
The body of Dare is still tied up there in the chair with the head missing.
Yep. I'm going to go to another office, and then I am going to destroy it completely while cursing at the top of my lungs and just destroy it.
In the radio room, so you guys hear an explosion go off in the back room. It kind of rocks to the equipment in the room. No one's armed. Dare and everyone else look up like, what the...
I take one quick look and then decide I need to go look elsewhere and see if there's like any like leftover discarded clothing, jackets or coats around and start rounding those up.
Yeah, you can find a janitor's closet with like the one piece utility suit and
as many of those as I can find, I bring them back and just like place them where the soiled parties can find them.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. Nicholas has got a bit of brain hanging off his eyebrow, and
I wipe that off. I wipe myself off, and then go over and guard the door that Marla guard the door to the office and have kind of the no entry look. Mm-hmm.
The door to the office that's on the floor.
No.
Sandwiched between us.
The door that Marlowe went into, and he's destroying the room in frustration.
Hello? What happened? Hello?
Yes. You see the burned out room with the door laying on the floor, and there's just splatters of blood and other things. It burst into the hallway even. It's like the far wall across the corridor has got it just splattered everywhere as well.
Well, I'm going to go take a shower, and I'm going to take one of those washing boards with me and wash out my clothes.
I have to ask, simply because he's French, is his blood acidic?
Oh, no.
What are you talking about?
He's a French creation, so therefore he is an abomination to God, so it might have been a defensive mechanism that his blood is more acidic than normal.
That's one man you don't dare to question.
Oh!
Yeah!
My stiletto goes into Gavin's eye, and then...
Grimace gets the Marcus Pun Award for the episode.
Yes, and I think I'll decide. I think I need some air, so I'll go outside.
Yeah, it smells pretty bad. Sure. Find a balcony, slide the door open. The bum on the street's kind of looking up and waving to you. It's like, everything all right in there?
Fine. Everything's fine. No worries.
Right. He goes back to...
Son of a...
Beep, 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 beep.
We just, you, it, his, with the way he's cursing, it makes, Morse code, and it spells out curse words in Morse code.
Dare steps over the mess and looks into the room, sees the corpse, shakes his head a bit and says, no, no, I don't look very good without a head.
What, you trying to get ahead in life, Dare?
I'd like to keep mine.
See, that was the obvious one. So.
Mm, yes, I think he's voided his bowels, too. It smells a bit in there. He picks up the door that's on the ground and kind of just lays it back over the hole. Pats it for a moment. There.
if you give Marlo another kind of look, listen for a second, crash. Yeah. 5, maybe 10 minutes, he should be calmed down enough.
So does anyone actually need any medical attention? I don't think anyone got this thing serious, but it's cheap.
I point to Ethan and the guy who got and Austin and go, check them too. I'm pretty fine.
Yeah.
The boss is fine.
Nobody took more than the boxes they had, so it's just scratches and bruises, nothing. And those will all go away here.
You know, I have to ask. Yes.
Yeah, that's what you see. Scratches and bruises.
Shake it off, man. You'll be fine.
It's
just a flesh wound, right?
Just think of the situation as a way of opening the door to our futures.
It's kind of a hell of a way to open the door, don't you think?
When a door opens, you gotta
go wrong already. So just
yeah. Well, you weren't the one that opened the door, now were you?
No, I knew to take cover.
After a good 5 minutes, I straighten my tie, I comb down my hair and slick it back, and put the hat back on and open the door, and odd what happened. Close the door to the office that
is probably in worse condition than the one that blew up.
A little bit.
Destroyed everything in there, even the walls.
Make sure that there's a towel or something available for you.
He got covered.
Mr. Nicholas, you might want to clean yourself off. We will have several appointments tomorrow that we will not.
Yes, I'll make sure to take a shower and get a change of clothes. I mean, I've wiped most of this off already.
Excellent.
But this stuff cleans.
Well, Miss Rackham has provided some jumpsuits with the janitorial label on them.
I regret to inform you all that Mr. M has regretfully passed away. It was a tragic accident. And he's no longer with us.
Sometimes I think people like him just need to get a head up in life.
We will ignore
so
that
bad.
Comment.
Horrible.
And not murder you, spite.
Now, I would have heard the interrogation going on from what Elizabeth was listening to it, right?
No, because they went into a different room.
But Elizabeth said she was listening to it via a microphone or something?
She had her microphone on from the room that Dare and the radio men were on.
That's what she was listening to. Right, okay, never mind.
Do you want to take a 5 or 10 minute break?
Yes.
I'll start a new recording, and we'll take a little break.
That
bathroom okay. time.
Because I want to check on food, because I'm starting to get hungry.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
In a tavern, and an old greasy man with a staff walks in.
He stops at your table and says, no, I don't think so, and walks on.
Walks out.
You notice that he's trailing toilet paper.
I heard there was crime. Monkey crime. The worst type of crime.
We could all start talking like that.
Stop stepping my bailiwick.
Makes me think of all those political attack ads.
I'm Gareth Drake, and I approve this message.
How would you if monkeys took your jetpack?
Monkeys took my jetpack at mtmjetpack.com.